Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus. Our guest stars, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Matty Malnick of the Whiteman Alumni Association, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and starring Dinah Shore. And here's Dinah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Pops, we're on our way with I Don't Want Anybody at All. Of course, I don't really mean that, but it's a nice song.
Don't want anybody at all. If I can't have you, I'll just wait until I get to call. No one else will do. And if you never phone, I know I'll be resigned. My heart is all made up, and it won't change its mind. Though I don't want anybody at all, if I can't have you, I don't want anybody at all. If I can't have you, I'll just wait till I get your call. No one else will do. And if you never phone, I know I'll be resigned. My heart is all made up, and it won't change its mind. I don't want anybody at all. If I can't have you, 'cause baby, I don't want anybody at all. If I can't have you.
Dinah, I noticed while you were singing, you kept your fingers crossed. Now, what's the idea?
That's for luck, Bill. Today is Sunday the 13th.
Aw, Dinah, girl, don't tell me you're superstitious.
Of course I am, Pop. Everybody's superstitious. Don't you believe that if you lose a hairpin, you lose a friend?
Well, I haven't had any trouble since I had my hair bob.
I'm with you, Pop. I think that stuff about black cats and ladders is a lot of cranny friends.
Well, you'd believe in ladders if you knew what happened to Sebastian, my boyfriend in the Navy.
Ah, those sailors sure are superstitious. I'll bet Sebastian never whistles at sea.
No, but he whistles at shore. That's how we met.
I get it. But tell me, what was cooking with Sebastian in the ladder, Dinah?
Well, one day he was at our house fixing the roof, and then he started to come down, and he was halfway down the ladder when the trouble started.
Oh, really? What kind of trouble?
He suddenly remembered he left the ladder on the other side of the house.
I know just how he felt. I fell off a ladder the other day myself. Landed smack dab in our victory garden.
Gee, were you hurt, Pop?
No, but do you know anyone who could use a half acre of mashed potatoes?
How do you feel about lucky numbers, Pop?
Well, 11 on the first roll ain't bad.
11 is a good number. But personally, I favor 9.
Well, why do you like 9, Dinah?
Gee, I don't know. It's kind of cute. It's got a stem with a donut on the end of it.
Eight's nice, got 2 donuts.
No, I like 7. You can sit on it.
Well, let's pull up a couple of 7s and have some donuts and coffee. If anyone knows the number for a cup of coffee.
Oh, well, Pops, you know I can answer that. The number for a cup of coffee is 24 in your ration book. But do you mind if I continue?
Not at all, William. Keep percolating.
Thank you. Well, you know, these days call upon all of us to do our jobs better than ever. And that, plus rationing, has brought good coffee a new added importance. The coffee we get has to be good now. Every cup must ring the bell. So get Chase and Sanborn, the great flavor favorite made to serve in these times. The shortage has taught us a great many things. But above all this, you can't weigh flavor. You can't weigh freshness. They don't come by the pound. And right now, we're making the richest, most flavorful Chase and Sanborn coffee ever blended in our roasting oven. Doesn't weigh any more than before, but it gives you a tremendous bonus of downright satisfaction. Every cup is worth waiting for. And the boost you look for under present high pressure comes right along with that fine, fresh flavor. It's part of Chase and Sanborn's goodness. So, when you pay out a ration stamp for coffee, get a pound and then some. The difference won't show on the scales, of course. It comes out when the coffee's poured. Enjoy its extra flavor. Get Chase and Sanborn coffee. Well, while serving as violinist extraordinaire with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra from 1926 to 1936, Matty Malnick composed such hits as, pardon my southern accent, I'll Never Be the Same, I'm Through with Love, and Stairway to the Stars. As anyone who's helped will tell you, Matty has his own band now. Along with Matty's visit to the Whiteman Alumni Association, we have a real surprise. You tell him about it, Dinah.
Well, Pops has agreed to take his trusty fiddle out of the trunk and play a violin duet with Matty. Really took salesmanship to do it. And here's the man who talked him into it, Matty Malnick.
Good evening, everybody. Well, Pops, are you all set with the chop bowl?
Yes, Matty, I'm ready to place the violin very, very gently between the chins.
Then let's go with Sweet Sue.
Okay, Sweet Sue, we hope. And you take it first, Matty.
Take it, Pop. Oh, that's very sweet. You got it, Matty. Oh. Harmonic. Man, you got it back again. Take it, Paul. Oh, you're solid, man. Pop, you're a real hat cat. Help, boys. Help, 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 help.
Well, believe it or not, that was Whiteman and Melnick's musical version of Gypsy Rose Lee's best-selling novel, G-String Murder.
I'll tell you a little secret, folks. I studied the violin with Paul's father, Professor Wilberforce J. Whiteman, in Denver.
How about you, Pop?
I guess I didn't get home very much. But now I'd like to turn it over to the band while they play Matty Malnick's own and very fine composition, Park Avenue Fantasy. Would you like to take six of this one, Matty?
Thanks, Paul, but that's your department. I'd rather sit over there with the rest of the boys in the fiddle section, just like I used to.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matty Malnick's Park Avenue Fantasy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matty, but stick around. We're all going over to George Burns and Gracie Allen's for dinner after the show. Might as well come along. That's okay, isn't it, Phil? Sure, Pop. And listen, if Matty Melnick brings his fiddle, they'll love him.
How about me?
Pop, you leave yours here and they'll love you even more.
Gee, isn't it nice of George and Gracie to have dinner for us?
Oh, yeah, they're swell people. Boy, I wonder what we're going to get to eat.
Well, we'll soon find out, Pop. They're probably getting things ready for us right this minute. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Gracie, who's invited to this dinner tonight?
Oh, it's just an intimate little affair, George. There'll be just Dinah and Bill and Paul and his wife.
Oh.
And Mr. and Mrs. Bagley and Mr. and Mrs. Morton and Mr. and Mrs. Gruskin and Tippy Shagwell.
Oh.
And Mr. and Mrs. Taylor and Mr. and Mrs. Tomtag and Mr. and Mrs. Case and Mr. and Mrs. Sanborn and Mr. and Mrs. Tenderly.
Well, I'm glad you invited the Tenderlys.
Well, I figured that Mrs. Tenderly was entitled to some relaxation. She must work awfully hard sewing up those little tea bags.
Yeah, she puts in about 8 hours a day,
yeah.
I guess.
Now, what do you think of this seating arrangement, dear? You'll be at the head of the table where you can carve, and next to you will be Mrs. Bagley because she used to be a captain on a girls' baseball team.
That's why you're putting her next to me?
Well, George, you know what always happens when you carve.
Now, say, she'll catch it as it comes across the plate.
Yes.
I see what you mean.
And now, this chair is for Bill Goodwin, and this chair is for Dinah Shaw. These two chairs are for Paul Whiteman.
Paul Whiteman gets two chairs.
Well, that's less trouble than moving over the sofa.
Oh, yes. Much lighter.
Yes. And now, this chair is for Tootsie Sagwell, and this chair is for Mr. Morton, and this chair... Oh, I forgot. Mr. Morton can't be here.
Oh, he's tied up, huh?
Well, sort of. He's in jail.
In jail?
Yeah. The police arrested him because every night he took a telescope and went out to spot airplanes.
And they arrested him for that?
Well, yeah, they told him there wasn't a landing field in Betty Grable's bedroom.
Well, they caught him looking into Betty Grable's house at 200 Elm Street, huh?
No, Judge, she lives at 360 North Campton.
Oh, thanks. Now, about Mr. Morton, who are you going to put in his place?
Oh, well, I was going to put Mr. Gruskin there, but that would put him next to Mr. Palmtag, and Mr. Gruskin hates Mr. Palmtag.
How come?
Well, when Mrs. Gruskin was a girl, she used to go around with Mr. Palmtag.
Well, what's Gruskin sore about? She didn't marry Palmtag.
That's what he saw about.
I see. Well, then, why don't you put Mrs. Gruskin and Mrs. Palmtag together?
Well, they hate each other, too.
The same reason, huh?
Oh, no. You see, they went to the butcher's together and agreed to divide all the meat they got. But Mrs. Gruskin caught Mrs. Palmtag cheating.
What'd she do?
She hung a string of sausages around her neck and claimed they were costume jewelry.
Well, that really complicates your seating arrangement. Nobody wants to sit next to anybody else.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. I'm sure that Bill Goodwin wants to sit next to Dinah Shaw. He can hold her hand under the table.
Well, how do you know Dinah is Bill's type?
She's a woman, isn't she?
I say.
Bill seems to enjoy the company of ladies. He finds them quite interesting. You know, he's a wolf.
A wolf, huh?
Yeah, he's simply mad about women.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I watched him at the country club dance, and he didn't dance one dance with a man all night.
Well, at the next dance, I'll have to cut in and have a tango with Bill.
Well, you enjoy it. Yeah,
very
he's
good
an awfully good dancer.
Oh, is he? Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's Mama's darling little dog. Herman, are you excited about you-know-who coming to dinner tonight? Oh, George, you know what? Herman's in love.
In love?
Uh-huh. He's in love with Dinah Shaw.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I play Dinah's records for him by the hour, and he just sits there and gets duck pimples.
What a family.
You know, Herman, if you're a very good boy this evening, maybe Dinah will hold you on her lap. Yes, really. Isn't he cute, George?
Yes, he she's cute. I could just eat him up.
Oh, you. Mama!
Yes, Herman?
Oh, no, Herman. I'm sorry, but you can't marry Dinah Shaw. You see, Mama wants her to marry Bill Goodwin. Why, there are other singers. How about Sophie Tucker?
Gracie, that's ridiculous. The idea of thinking a duck could marry Sophie Tucker.
Too old for him, huh?
Look, let's finish this dinner. The guests will be here pretty soon.
All right. Now, Herman, just listen to the dinner menu Mama has planned. First, we'll have a fruit cocktail.
Oh.
And then we'll have a green salad.
Oh.
And then we'll have roast duck. Herman, darling, not you. Mama and Daddy would never eat you.
Speak for yourself, Mama. Personally, I think he'd look much better brown than he does white. Go on.
Oh, George, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Is that any way to talk to your own flesh and feathers?
Oh, stop. What else are we going to have for dinner?
Well, after the roast duck, I thought... Oh, my goodness. George, call the studio right away and tell Paul and Dinah and Bill that the dinner is off.
The dinner is off? Why?
But that duck in the oven, for all we know, he might be Herman's cousin.
But, Gracie...
Call the dinner off. Can you sit here and watch people eating your own nephew?
Oh... Just how much I miss you, you'll never know just how much I care. The sentiment of a million wives and sweethearts expressed by Dinah Shore as she sings, You'll Never Know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. If I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times, you went away and my heart went with you. Speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Speak your name in my every prayer. If there's some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't.
Tells you we get perfect days. And nature tells you in her own way where the best tea leaves come from. It's high on the plant, near the branch tip, where the top new leaves grow. And since we don't have tea plants in this country, ask your grocer for Tender Leaf brand. For savory fragrance, tempting bouquet, and richer, more satisfying flavor, choose this finer blend of tender top tea leaves, the choice leaves of the tea plant.
Tenderleaf brand tea comes in packages, two convenient sizes, and an improved Tenderleaf brand tea balls. The many advantages of these modern tea balls have brought them national fame. In fact, they're first choice, outselling all other kinds. For the moment, perhaps you wish they weren't quite so popular, because in the stress of these times, your grocer may sometimes run out. If he does, we hope you'll understand, and next time, ask again. Ask for Tenderleaf brand tea or improved Tenderleaf brand tea balls. Dixie is the title of Bing Crosby's newest Paramount picture. And this evening, Paul, Dinah, and the orchestra present the score for the first time on the air. Paul wanted to know if we thought you'd mind his dedicating it to one of his boys. That's Bing. We said we didn't think you would, so here it is. Dixie.
Keep America strong while our boys are giving all they have to the winning of the war.
Thank you, Dinah. Well, next Sunday, Paul, Dinah, and all of us will be on hand, and our special guest will be Red Skelton. The Whiteman Alumni Association will again convene. Say, Paul, which one of the boys is going to drop in next Sunday?
Johnny Mercer, that's all.
Johnny Mercer, the king of the blues? Well, so be with us again next Sunday when we welcome Red Skelton and Johnny Mercer. Meanwhile, when it's coffee you're buying, ask for Tate and Sanborn Coffee, when it's tea, Tenderleaf brand tea. George Burns and Gracie Allen appear through the courtesy of the makers of Swan Soap. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight from Hollywood, Radio City. Good night.
Here's something impressive you may have thought of. We learned it from rationing. If you put any old book on the scales, it may weigh just as much as a classic. The true value doesn't show on the scales. Quality can't be weighed. And that's worth remembering when you buy coffee, because it's only the weight that's curtailed. What really counts is the flavor and freshness, things that have no weight. And it's fresh flavor that Chasen Sanborn gives you in such overwhelming abundance. Flavor, more flavor, and still more flavor is Chasen Sanborn's order of the day. Right now, we're making the finest blend in our entire history. Deep down, wholehearted, satisfying coffee as it should be. So when you're buying coffee and you detach that ration stamp, look at it twice. Say to yourself, this will bring me only 1 pound of coffee, good, bad, or indifferent. But freshness and flavor don't come by the pound. Give me Chasen Sanborn. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.